Hey, this is Mike.
Hey, Mike, it's JoJo. What's up?
Not too much. JoJo, how you doing?
I'm doing really good. How are you doing?
I'm okay, thanks. I'm recording right now. You said you had something to say. What do you want to say?
I just want to say, first of all, that video was meant to have fun, and it was a joke. It's not nearly as bad as the situation as it seems. And I don't advocate drinking as much as the video portrays that I do. But what I do want to say is I'm pretty surprised with the reaction of the general public. And I live my life the way I do because of the ignorance that I see in the general public. And just because that I don't aspire to make a bunch of money, I don't have the outlook of the person who dies with the most toys lame kind of attitude, nor do I have a desire to raise a family in an overpopulated world where we're constantly being poisoned from all angles, from food, from media, from politics, right down to our educational system. So people can hate on me all day long, but at the end of the day, I'm enjoying my life and having a good time with friends.
So you said that the video was taken too literally, and I was trying to figure out, like, the balance between fact and fiction in there.
It was about, like, a 50-50 thing. Like, I did blow up a little bit because the camera was on, so I like to joke around, and I like to kind of make outrageous statements and just blow stuff out of proportion. But it is true that I was on the streets, and I wasn't on mushrooms every day or anything. I do like to do mushrooms occasionally, but the drinking part was like way out of control. That I do not advocate nearly as much, and I don't even drink liquor anymore.
How much time do you spend or have you spent in Arcata?
I've been up in Eureka and in Arcata on and off. Like, I was there for a good 4 years, and then I went down to SoCal. And then I came back, and it was actually, like, kind of complicated how I got there in the first place because I actually was in SoCal, and I was working with disabled adults, saving up money so I could go to Florida. And then we ended up coming back to California because we were doing some weird TV thing called Battle Cam. So I was in L.A. for a while. I was DJing and spinning music over in L.A., and then we had the idea that we were going to go up to Arcata and film some stuff and hang out with some of our friends that we know and stuff because there's a lot of interesting characters over there. So, but then, like, something bad happened and we ended up, like, bust and broke and on the streets.
What happened?
Just some stuff. It's not anything I really am obliged to talk about.
You said that you were working on a TV show or in a TV show, and then you were DJing. Like, could you talk about that?
There's a website called battlecam.com, and anyone can go on there, and it's like a webcam show that they broadcast on TV. And so you go on there, and people just basically talk to each other and, like, act all wacky.
Real quick, completely off topic, I have been trying to like drum and bass music, and I've never met somebody who loves drum and bass. You clearly do. Can you tell me?
It's just like high energy music where people just dance and have a great time and get all crazy with it. So I fell in love with it like years and years ago. It's definitely not for everyone.
You said that you were living in a house in Eureka. Like, how long did that last?
That lasted a couple of years. Our neighbors weren't too happy with us. We got a lot of noise complaints.
Did you get stabbed?
No, I did not get stabbed, but we used to just let anyone who wanted to come up in and listen to music and do art or do whatever they want come in, and we were open to all sorts of different people, and as everyone knows, not everyone's good people, and so some people get crazy with it and carry around knives and want to stab people. That's what they do.
You had mentioned that you want people to make donations to the Raven Project. Why is that?
Because the Raven Project helped me, and they help a lot of people, and they care a lot about just harm reduction and saving lives, and they feed people and help people get on their feet in every which way, and they don't judge, and it's one of the most amazing organizations I've ever seen, like, anywhere in America, to be honest. It's a wonderful place.
How do you think people see you?
Crazy. A lot of people love me. I got lots of friends and support. It's all a matter of their perspective.
For somebody who watched that thing on YouTube, how would you correct their perception of you?
That I'm really happy with my life, and I know what I'm doing with it, and I'm not just some sad mess on the streets. Like, I was just having a good time and laughing, and I'm a pretty damn happy person for the most part.
The life that you live, obviously, a lot of people do choose it. A lot of people don't choose it. You said that you choose it because you don't want to be part of the rat race. How do you look at people who have not chosen the life that you have?
Well, I don't think the world needs more hate and discrimination, no matter what class anyone belongs to. So I'm not just going to watch a 10-minute video with someone and then automatically be like, oh, I hate that person. That person needs to die. I'm going to, like, talk to that person and find out that they're pretty cool or they're not. And even if they're not cool, I'll give them my best regards and just not deal with their situation and just not have them be a part of my life.
What's something about you that would surprise people?
Something about me that would surprise people. I graduated high school early, and I did graduate from a trade school with straight A's doing computer graphics and web design.
What did you want to do? What was the plan?
The plan was just to make people happy, I guess. Like, I figured out eventually that I like to work with people, and I like doing caretaking, and I'm certified to give out meditation and CPR to people and stuff, so I help a lot of older people with disabilities.
Talk about that.
Well, yeah, I had a job where I had 3 clients, basically, and they had special disabilities, and it was like a 24-hour program where it was to help them get life skills to take care of themselves and function in a household environment so they could take care of themselves and they weren't dependent on other people. And it was just really cool to work with them and stuff like that because they had a lot of issues, and most people don't have the patience or the understanding to actually want to help those people. That's just what I like to do.
In the comment section under the YouTube clip and also on Lost Coast Outpost, how did you react to that?
Oh, I was laughing. I thought that was hilarious because, like I said earlier, that Battlecam website, that's not nothing compared to what goes down on Battlecam, because that's all they do. You get up on there, and people try to tear you down from every which angle they can because it's like a troll site. So I'm like way used to that stuff. But I thought it was funny that they're actually serious about it. I thought it was kind of sad on their part.
In the documentary, there's like shoplifting and a bunch of illegal activity that goes on. Do you care that that's on the internet?
Well, I wasn't shoplifting, so I don't really care that's on the internet. If other people wanted to shoplift on camera or whatever, that's all their thing. But I was handing out beer on the plaza, but it's not like that doesn't go down everywhere around the world all the time. So it's like, I don't really care about that. It's just the same. It was just supposed to videotape real life of what's going down and be a parody at the same time.
When you look at people who have lived on the street for like 10, 15 years,
right,
do you want to wind up like that?
Well, not necessarily. Like I said, it was just a messed up situation that I was stuck on the streets to begin with, but I don't choose to be there forever or anything like that. Like, I like to kick it on the streets because I find a lot of really cool people that don't hate, and there's a real sense of family and community that goes down, and there's a lot of really funny people and good times. So, that, but no, I don't want to do that like 10 or 15 years from now, but everyone thinks I'm gonna, but they don't know who I am or what I actually do. I'm gonna be DJing and spinning music and having a good time.
Where are your, turntables? Like, where are your decks?
Actually, I just got some new ones coming in the mail. I'm getting some new equipment pretty soon here this week.
So, how do you make money?
Well, like I said, I saved up money from my job that I had before I went to Florida, And then I was gonna use that money to find a job and like get a place and stuff like that, but I guess we decided to go on a crazy California adventure instead. Eventually my money ran out.
Like, what do you love about your lifestyle and what would you change about your lifestyle?
What I love about my lifestyle is that I feel free in a sense. I feel liberated by meeting the people that I meet and listening to the music that I listen to. And my main goal is to just spin really awesome music and put smiles on people's faces and get a dance floor going on so people can actually have some fun in their lives. I really love that my life is really interesting and fun. And then what I want to change about it? That's a good question. I don't really know. I don't think I really want to change anything about it.
Where are you from?
I was born in Pennsylvania and then lived in New Jersey and then lived in Florida and then lived in LA area and then live in Chico and then Rancho Cucamonga and Eureka and Arcata area was a big part of my life for a while. I've been back and forth up there for about like 5 years or so.
Are you going to be coming back to Humboldt?
Oh, I'm sure. I would love to at some point when I can get like a good enough situation where I could go there and have it not be a messed up situation sometime in the future. I'd love to go back over there.
That's kind of all the questions I had. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. No worries, man.
All right. Take care.
Have a good one.